Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Some wild, interesting things happening right now, even as we are recording. Apparently, we're having a what's called a nationwide outage of some cell service, AT&T particularly. And some other, I don't know, I think mine's still working. But hey, don't be shocked, folks. Don't be surprised. We are in interesting days. We may have an extended period of time where we have no communication. We may have extended period of time where we have none of what we call requirements. We may not have electricity. We may not have the natural flow of goods, shall we say, that kind of stuff. So therefore, be prepared even as the Lord directs you. We are in the 20th Psalm, and this is the Psalm that we're about to see relates to the king and how the Most High God gives victory, particularly victory for the king. We looked at the first four verses in a previous episode. Let me read those real quick, and then we'll press on through the balance of the psalm. Has a title to the choir master, a psalm of David. Verse 1 says this, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion." And just parenthetically here, that's literally send you help from his presence, from his sanctuary where he is, and give you support from Zion. Zion in the Old Testament is often synonymous with Jerusalem. So there's a picture right here. May the Lord send you help from his presence, from his power, and also from those who live about you, from your people, from those upon Zion in Jerusalem. Verse 3. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt offerings, Selah. So think about it. Then verse 4, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Now it's interesting that the lexem has the Selah at the end of verse 4. All the other English translations don't do that. I'm more inclined to think it's at the end of verse 4 because it's, this whole thing is may he. And then it changes at verse 5 to may we. And so it's may we shout for joy over your salvation. The King James New American Standard say we will sing for joy over your victory. But may we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions. Or in other words, all of your requests. May God do this. Now watch what happens here in verse 6. Now, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. So this is how we know that this is speaking of the king, particularly David, okay, speaking of David, and how the Lord is the one that gives victory to the king, who watches over the king. And so the declaration at the very beginning is, may God do this. May he answer you in time of trouble. May he protect you. May he send help from the sanctuary. Remember your offerings, your sacrifice, grant you your desire of your heart. And then it's like the people are saying, may we will sing and rejoice over your victory. And in the name of our God, we will set up banners over the one who fulfills your petitions, the one who answers you. Verse 6, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. The Lord is the one who saves the king. The Lord's the one who anoints the king. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. That saving might, that's a good phrase, but I really like the lexem. It says, with the victorious power, yeah, victorious power of his right hand. The Lord is the one who does this. You see it all through Scripture that God is the one who brings victory, not man himself. Well, the next verse really drives this home. And you may be familiar with this verse. I dare say most of us are. And you actually see this thought, this type of phrase in a couple other places in the Scripture. But verse 7 says this, Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. So the King James and the ESV say some trust. The Lexham and the New American Standard say some boast in chariots and others in hosts and horses. The idea is the same. The fact that you're boasting in, that you're trusting in your own ability, in your own skills, and this particular instance, in your own military power. Some boast in chariots, some boast in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And David is saying that from the point of view of him personally. He's also declaring it, because remember, this was written for the choir director, that this is a declaration of the body. The body says, we're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God. So that begs the question for each one of us. Do we truly trust in the name of the Lord our God, or do we trust in our abilities? Do we trust in our skills? Do we trust, okay, do we trust in the chariots and the horses, which really are the blessings of God? I fear that far too often we do that, that we trust in the blessings. We trust in what God has provided rather than the provider, rather than trusting in the Lord. Well, David continues in verse 8. He says, they collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. Well, what collapses and falls? Well, the context is the chariots and horses. He said, if you trust in chariots, if you trust in horses, they're going to collapse and they're going to fall. But if you trust in the name of the Lord our God, we will rise and stand upright, stand firm. What do we trust in? Do we trust in the communication system, which apparently is a little wonky today? And I will guarantee you, folks, it's going to be even wonkier in the very near future, okay? We are in some exciting times that are arising around us. Cause why? Because those things collapse. Those things fall. But if we trust in the name of our Lord, we're going to rise and we're going to stand firm. Again, echoes of what you see in the book of Daniel. And I think it's the 11th chapter of Daniel, and maybe in the 12th too. It says it a couple times in a couple of different ways. But basically it says that those who know their God will rise up and do mighty things and lead the many to righteousness, that we will shine as the stars in the firmament. The stars in the firmament, notice where the stars are, by the way, in the firmament. They shine brilliantly because they have a dark backdrop, do they not? They don't shine as brilliantly in the daytime. They're still shining. We can't see them because of the brilliance of the sun. But at night, when all things are dark, that's when the stars shine brilliantly. Then the last verse, verse 9 of Psalm 20. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. So that really brings it home that we understand what's going on here. This is a psalm related to the king and related to the God providing and save. And the people are saying, Lord, save the king. David the king is saying, Lord, save the king. And the very last thing, may he answer us when we call. You know, may the king answer us when we call, in the day that we call. In whom do you trust? In what do you trust? Always a good question to keep at the forefront of our mind. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.